Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
On the Fishing and Outdoor Report, I am talking with Pete Hoff. Now, Pete, you're out on Winnebago Lake right now.
Yeah, I'm just out pre-fishing. We have a game walleye series tournament here this Sunday, and it's typically around 100 boats. So, yeah, just trying to get a few things dialed in.
Now, when you dial things in, is this like getting your cast just right or figuring out which lures to use? What goes into pre-planning?
When you're trolling, you're definitely figuring out what lures are working and making waypoints, and then just going back and checking if the fish are still there. And, yeah, it's just a kind of a process like that.
Now, I want to ask you if you found any hot spots yet, because we don't want to give anything away, but how are the fish biting out there?
Decent. Getting a few. Yeah, I'm actually about to move here. It's a big lake, so if you're trolling slow, you don't cover a lot of water, so sometimes you drive, say, 20 miles an hour just to cover water and look for fish, and then once you find fish, then drop in on them and see what happens.
Now, it's good to know what you're doing right now out on the lake, but how are reports looking for Beaver Dam Lake lately?
Well, Beaver Dam, there's been a huge buffalo carp patch, and that's probably most of the reason we're not catching a lot of walleyes and game fish right now. We did have a walleye Wednesday this week, and there was two fish brought in, and they were pretty nice fish, and that was enough to win it. So not a lot of fish being caught, but there is a handful being caught.
Now, the rain that we just got coming off of having some pretty hot weather, has that been affecting the fish biting at all?
I think the rain was good. It put more oxygen back in the water if it was, down. And, I would think that was definitely needed. Our lakes are low all around. Down to Madison, I would say it's 18 inches low. And I've been down there this week and getting a lot of panfish down there still. And it's been a pretty good bite.
Now, I'm talking with Pete Hoff with Best Dam Bait and Guide Service here in Beaver Dam. Pete, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and use your services, what's the best way to reach you?
You can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Hoff. And the bait shop is at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam. It's open 24/7, so stop on in and good luck when you get out there.
All right, Pete. We want to wish you the best of luck out there in your fishing tournament and catch a big one for us.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
As we continue here with the Fishing and Outdoor Report, I am speaking with Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. Pat, what's it like out on the lake right now?
Well, conditions are great. We finally got some rain down here. We spent most of June not getting much rain at all, so we finally got an inch and a half of rain here, and things are cooled down, and the fish are in a great mood.
I keep hearing that the water level has been pretty low because of the lack of rain, and maybe that's been affecting how much the fish are biting. Is that the case?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, it more just affects people's mood and whether or not they want to get out. It when the water's low, it can get kind of green, and we get blue-green algae blooms that come through because there's not a lot of current to kind of flush the system out. But, it's really, I don't know that it affects the fish all that much. They've had to deal with low water in the past, and they just kind of move out a little deeper if they need to. But it's really just more as far as from a floating weeds and algae perspective, it's nice to get some water through here to flush the system out.
Now, I know sometimes fishing can be a little bit temperature-related when it comes to the temperature of the water, and we've had some pretty hot days followed by a little bit of a cold snap that came through. Does that affect things much?
It does. Like we just had the rain that came through, it was hot before that, and now it's very comfortable outside and with some cool nights. And that'll generally turn the fish off a little bit, but, maybe after a day or so they adjust and they've got to eat. So, they'll be in a good mood, about a day or so after a heavy cold front comes through.
Well, if anybody's heading out there to the Madison chain of lakes, what's biting and what should they be using to catch it?
Well, the bluegills are done spawning now all around the chain, and they've started to move out a little bit deeper onto weed lines. Same thing with the perch, but the perch have been a little bit harder to find. That bite should get better here as the weed line becomes a little more defined. Otherwise, on Lake Mendota here on right near the shop, we've got a really great smallmouth population out there, and those fish have been very active lately. And the walleye action's great, tons of pike around. And the muskie action down in Lake Monona has been picking up well. So lots of good fishing around town.
That sounds amazing. And, Pat, you talked about the shop. Where can we get a hold of you if you want to reach out to you?
Well, we're at 1411 Northport Drive right here on the north side of Madison. If folks want to call the shop, they can reach us at 241-4225. We can help point them in the right direction, or, of course, you know, swing by, and we're happy to show people where the fish are biting.
All right. Well, we hope you have plenty of time out there on the lake, and wish you the best of luck.
Thanks. You too, Ninja.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and continue by moving on over and speaking with Dave from Fish Tales in Fox Lake. Dave, fish are biting, right?
Yeah, they are. It's been a good week. Panfish have been biting good, and there's been a really good walleye bite, believe it or not, but people are catching them off their piers. So they're moving in shallow at night, and then in the day they're out in the basin along with our crappies. But there's been a super bass bite, and you're going to catch pike no matter where you go. So, but the fishing has been very good, mostly on live bait, and guys are bass fishing with artificials, of course. But and then on the other lakes, it's a little slow right now on Beaver Dam from what I've heard. They're getting some nice bass on Lake Emily, and the panfish are biting on Big Green Lake. I did quite well there Tuesday.
Very nice. Now, I have been told by several people that the lake level's been a little off with how dry it's been, and the rain's definitely going to help with that. Do you think that's helped inspired pushing the walleye and, you know, more towards the shore?
Well, a friend of mine has a beach on his property, and it's down 2 feet from where it normally is. So I don't know if they're moving in because of that, but they're feeding in the weed beds in the evenings and things like that. We got an inch of rain last night, so that will help, because our lake levels are low, and same at Beaver Dam, too. But any rain we can get is a blessing right now.
Now, you said the walleye is biting particularly good. Are people out there trolling for those, or do you have a better recommendation for how to get those?
No, trolling is the method during the day. Early mornings and late evenings has been, you know, inshore type thing. Rock piles and weed beds off of people's piers. So a lot of guys are catching walleyes while they're bluegill fishing. So, you know, and they're not fishing any deeper than 7 feet. So they aren't all out in the basin, but the real big ones are. There have been a lot of 25-plus fish caught in the last 2 weeks. I mean, a lot. And they're mostly out in the basin, and their guys are targeting them.
Well, I know I'm never more excited than when I'm fishing for bluegills and I happen to pull in a walleye. So,
yeah, right.
Not a bad thing there.
Right. Yep.
Any big fishing plans for you coming up?
Well, I just got back from Canada, so I'm pretty fished out. I spent a week up there and I had a great time. But I went over to Big Green Tuesday and had a limit of really nice bluegills. And that's kind of what my thing is right this time of year is to bluegill fish. And they're getting some out here too, but the quality isn't the same as on Big Green.
Well, I'm also a huge fan of those panfish, and a lot of fun to catch them and bring them in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dave, definitely. If somebody wants to get a hold of you or wants to come out Fish Tales, what's the best way to do so?
Well, you can stop in and see us. We've got everything you would need for fishing and the bait, and we're also a full liquor store. But if you do have any questions or you want to rent a boat or anything, you can give us a call. Our number is 920-520-0015. And if you need a map or anything like that, stop in and we'll take care of you.
Awesome. We've been talking with Dave from Fish Tales in Fox Lake. Thanks so much, Dave.
All right. Thank you.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in and see their new and used inventory. Order your new model now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 in Dean Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro Tracker dealer.
And welcome back on the Outdoors and Fishing Report. I'm speaking with Rick Wendland, ESPN resident outdoorsman. And Rick, you've got a lesson to teach everybody about the sharpness of hooks.
I do. We had our Fox Lake Open tournament on Saturday, and we had a lot of boats, and it was a good tournament. Unfortunately, I didn't win it, but I'll tell you a quick little story. We were fishing for less than 5 minutes after the tournament started, and I was reeling in about a 16-inch bass. And I boat flipped it, and I picked it up, And just as soon as I blinked my eye, the fish turned its head and drove one of the treble hooks in my index finger between my finger and my fingernail. Ooh. So, number one, I'm in pain. It hurt a lot. And so the fish is still flopping around, so my partner grabs the pliers, goes to pull the hook out of the fish, and drives the hook in about a quarter inch deeper into my finger and fingernail. So now I'm really screaming in pain. So we calmed down a little bit, and we got the hook remover kit out. And he wanted to know if he wanted to do it. I said, no, it's right here. I'll pull it out. So I went to pull it out of my finger. And on the count of two, and I pulled it out, and it came right out. And all of a sudden, I'm experiencing extreme pain all over again. And I drove the other treble hook into my thumb past the barb.
Ooh.
So within less than a minute and a half, I got two hooks in my finger. So it was not a good start to the tournament, let me tell you.
Well, you and I could probably exchange stories about people we know that have gotten hooks or ourselves getting hooks in different body parts and extremities. But I will say this isn't stopping you from getting out on the lake and doing some fishing, because you're doing some tournament pre-fishing right now.
Yeah, we're up in the Hayward. We're up in Northwoods up in Hayward here. We got a two-day tournament on Grindstone this weekend. We're pre-fishing up here. I've never been on it. It's a nice clear lake with lots of weeds. We've caught some pretty nice smallmouths, pretty nice largemouths, and I feel like I'm on Fox Lake again because we're catching just a ton of pike, too. But I'm throwing a big Raw Bass Customs glide bait right now and seeing if I can generate a big bite.
Well, and I know it's really hard to avoid the pike anywhere, but I'm glad to hear that the bass are biting for you as well. Are you getting the kind of quality of fish that makes you feel pretty good about your chances in this upcoming tournament?
Yeah. I mean, some of the smallmouth are really nice size. So, and we didn't get up here till almost like 9 o'clock, and I'm sure the topwater bite was done by then. But the nice clear lake with beautiful weed, and I'm guessing the topwater bite tomorrow morning practice will be phenomenal. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, we definitely want to make sure you have all the time to practice, and we want to wish you the best of luck during the tournament. But before we let you go, if anybody wants to get their hands on some of the baits and lures that you yourself make, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Right now they're for sale at Fishtails in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle It in Portage, Dick Smith in Pewaukee. They got all filled up for the 4th of July holiday. And good news for me, I sold a lot over the 4th of July holiday, but they still have a good selection left.
That's awesome to hear. And again, we want to wish you the best of luck, and take care of those hook holes. We don't want to see any more of that.
Yeah, I don't want any more of that either. Believe me, that pain was enough for the rest of the year.
That was Rick Wetland, the ESPN resident outdoorsman. Thanks, Rick.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.